I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus has hit Italy hard, with over 350 dying in a 24-hour period. All citizens are being told to stay in their homes, except to buy food or other emergencies. Operation Mobilization Italy's Davide Boiolo says,
but you need to have a statement with you to give to the police if they stop you. So it's not that they are checking on you, but if you are going around, they may stop you. And if you state something that is not true, you can be in trouble.
Right now, OM Italy's staff are safe and healthy, but their ministry is limited. Pray that they would be a light to the people of Italy during this outbreak, and pray that the gospel would transform the lives of many.
I really have the feelings that we are going to be a different country, a different people after this experience. This is a really massive community experience that we were not thinking to passing through.
And Jesus's charge to reach the ends of the earth is not yet done. In fact, Greg Kelly with World Mission says that some places, like Bangladesh, have largely been forgotten by mission work.
And the ends of the earth is places that don't have access to the gospel. An example of that are the Sheikh of Bangladesh. It's a people group that happens to be the largest single unreached people group in the world. They live in Bangladesh. There are 133 million people that are 0.00% Christian. Most Christians would have no clue who they are.
Yet the Sheikh are not alone. Rohingya refugees from Myanmar also have little Christian witness. World Mission hopes to help. They work with local and national church leaders to offer audio Bibles. So pray for good fruit to come from the planting of the seed of God's word. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.